What we're going to do in the next part of the lesson is look specifically at the harder questions, question forms, and what you need to look out for in those specific question types. Let's have some general tips for the specific question types now. I'm not going to look at all the question types because some are self-explanatory, like matching or multiple choice. But let's have a look at form filling. Sometimes you'll get a form like this with some information missing. As I mentioned to you, the listening test is chronological. So it will start talking about this diagram by mentioning Sarah, and then it will move across. So you know that after you hear the name, you're likely to hear the telephone number. And if this is repeated, maybe you have somebody's name here. Maybe you have the number here. There's my number. Not my number. It's just a number. So it's when you get here again, you know, you need to be waiting to hear this location. And it might not be a place that you know. Might be a place that you've never heard of. So when that happens, you just have to either take a guess at spelling this word that you've never heard, or they will spell that place to you. The person will be like, I'm not sure if I understood that correctly. Did you say Bristol? Yes, that's right. B-R-I-S-T-O-L. So either you'll have to guess or they'll spell it to you.